Titch, Dragon Slayer, by Pete Barrett, read by Anthony Keach. Chapter 1. Clocks Away. I'm going to tell you a story, said Mrs. Wilson, staring at the rows of eager faces of her class. In ancient Carpathia, there is a legend of a fearsome dragon that descended from the mountains and plagued the villages on the plain. The dragon would swoop down on the people, setting their cornfields on fire, torching their houses, and burning to a crisp every man, woman, and child unlucky enough to be caught outdoors. The villagers were in despair, and they began to believe the only way to save themselves was to migrate to a new home, hundreds of miles away, where they could at last be safe from the dragon. But just when it seemed that all hope was gone, a young boy arrived in the village. Despite his size, he was fantastically brave, and armed with only a sword and shield, he rode into the mountains and found the dragon's lair. A terrible battle ensued, and for days the small boy fought the dragon until, eventually, the boy's bravery, skill, and cleverness got the better of the dreadful creature. He stabbed it to death and left its corpse rotting in the mountains. With the dragon slain, the boy returned to the village a hero, and the celebrations marking the end of the dragon's reign of fire went on for days. The boy married a pretty young girl from the village and remained there for the rest of his life. With the boy there, no dragon ever dared come back to the village again.
That's a complete load of old rubbish, said the boff.
You didn't like the story then, Pravin? Asked Mrs. Wilson.
No, continued the boff. For one thing, there's no such thing as dragons.